board, and Arvin said he didn't have enough business experience. I said, I had no business experience at all, you know, when I came in, we learned it on the job, and furthermore, we had several people who were business types. Dave Hoyt, who worked with me, you know, for many years at Finnegan, and so on, and when he was at Stanford, and the chief financial officer, Steve Wade, both were willing to stay on in a business role, you know, serving someone like Ian. And Arvin, I argued for that, and he didn't see fit to do that. I mean, so he put somebody in who was a PhD chemist, but was not creative, or he was, you know, somebody who was going to sort of, you know, make most profit, which probably, you know, was what Arvin wanted at that point, but sell the futures, give away the futures of the company in the process. And then, so ultimately, they chose, 10 years later, they chose Ian to do this.
Yeah.
And he's doing a terrific job. And I have, and so I'm more active today than I was a couple of years ago, in that he calls me every month or two, and I go in and visit with him every month or two, and we I'm pretty aware of everything going on, and welcomed, you know, into all parts of the company again, and feel like, you know, I don't know that I have that much to contribute, but I actually helped close an order for Finnegan for $1 million within the last month at a local university, and for a very large system, and it was a marine, and it was marine biology, marine sciences of a nearby university, and anyway, when you see somebody like that doing it the way you would do it, or even better, that's a good feeling.
Yeah.
And then it's, you say, well, I feel good about that, and I can be excited about what Finnegan's doing today, but there was a period of about 10 years where I wasn't at all excited about what they were doing. And, so acquisition for a lot of the people that worked, that I helped bring in the company, and others as well, meant a loss. And they, you know, they were attached to either me personally, or TC, or me,
right,
both of us, and or Mike Spur, whomever. But they saw it as a big loss. And you hate to, when I'd go in here, I would get a crowd gathered around me pretty quick, you know, and I'd be asked to go speak when somebody's retiring or leaving or whatever, and I always did it without any exception. But I would wind up with a lot of the people imploring me to return.
Yeah.
I would say, no way, you know, I'm having too good a time outside. But I think if Ian had stayed on, if he put him in when I was suggesting it, I think I probably would have been a lot more active there,
right,
in the interim 10 years. But maybe, you know, things work out the way they work out.
Yeah, well, now it must be nice for you to feel that, you know, that's in a good footing, in good hands, you know, so somewhere in the back of your mind, you cannot worry about that.
Yeah.
You know, just
my wife tells me you shouldn't worry.
Yeah.
We had a going away party for Mike's story about 2 months ago, I guess. And it was a big party that Ian held at a place in downtown Santa Clara, San Jose. And we had, he had invited people, consultants for the company, and people like John Amy from Purdue, and
right,
Rick Yost from the University of Florida, people who Mike and I both worked with as over the years, I'd, some of them, more than 25 years. And we had, TZ and I were there, and some of the other people who were there, you know, earlier in the company, and had a very nice party, and we talked after dinner. Well, we all got up and had a few words to say, and it was that's quite a good feeling, and it's sort of the feeling like Finnegan of old.
Right.
And TZ made the statement. He was happy to see they renamed the company Finnegan. I would say we all felt a lot better about the future of the company with Ian there in charge, a very creative person who knows the history,
mm-hmm.
and is not at all ashamed or proud of the history of the company, and is wanting to keep the personality and the culture that was Finnegan, as part of Thermal Finnegan.
Right.
And which I think is the way it should be done. And it's probably the way it's going to be most successful, too. Hopefully. Anyway.
Well, thank you so much. And I'll